Natasha, The Biography of Natalie Wood by Suzanne Finstad. Natalie Wood never really existed. The actress with that name was a fictional creation of her mother, a disturbed genius known by various first names, usually Maria. How Natalie was discovered, why she went into show business as a child, her background were all part of a tapestry of lies woven by Maria that began before Natalie was even born. God created her, but I invented her, her mother said once, after Natalie's body was discovered floating in the dark waters off Catalina Island the Sunday after Thanksgiving of 1981, when she was just 43. Natalie Wood, the celebrity, was an entwined alter ego of mother and daughter, so powerfully macabre her drowning had been predicted by a gypsy years before to happen to Maria, not Natalie. The person inside the illusion of Natalie Wood was lost for years, even to herself. Natalia Nikolaevna Zaharenko, the real name of the actress known as Natalie Wood, was a child of Russia once removed. Exactly where in Russia we may never know, for her mother, the source of the family history, was an unreliable witness, a feverishly imaginative woman who lived in a world of her own invention, only occasionally punctuated by the truth. Maria's friends characterized this as colorful. Others considered her devious. Her youngest child eventually concluded she was a pathological liar. There was intrigue to Maria no biographer could fully unravel. She would have three daughters, Olga, Natalia, and Svetlana, three sisters, as in the Chekhov play. For Maria, there was only and ever Natalia. Her consuming obsession with Natasha, Natalia's pet name, was the one thing no one questioned about Maria. The rest of her life was a masquerade, with Maria assuming different disguises. Maria claimed throughout her life to have grown up in fantastical luxury on a palatial Siberian estate with a Chinese cook.